Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Back to talking about the Irish women who are off to the World Cup, because it just seems to have captured the entire country's hearts this morning. It's just such good news, and especially because Amber Barrett, the Donegal woman who scored the winning goal last night, obviously has close links to the Chrysler disaster that happened on Friday. And just to remind people of how composed and wonderfully spoken Amber was at the end of the match.
That was the longest 20 minutes of my life, I won't lie to you, when that goal went in. I kept checking the clock every 30 seconds and it seemed like 10 seconds were going, but I've said it 100 times since the game finished, I do not know what we've just done. I cannot believe it. But seeing the people that have travelled here, seeing the people at home that are watching, the people that have turned out to watch all of our games, this is for every single one of them. This is for all the young kids growing up. Now they have something to dream for, and I'm so happy to be part of this team.
And you're such a proud Donegal woman as well, and I know the tragedy in Chrysler obviously affected you as it did the whole country, and you clearly dedicated your goal to those people that we lost tragically.
Yeah, like, I know Chrysler like the back of my hand. Both my grandparents were Chrysler born and bred, and I spent my whole upbringing there, down the summers and Christmases. Now every year I go back from football, I go to my uncle who's still living down in Chrysler. I know people that died in the tragedy. I know people who were affected by the tragedy. I know people who were first on the scene of the tragedy, and I've not been able to put into words about it. There's been like a somberness about me the last few days that I think, you know, this is the best day of my life in terms of what we've done for football. But, you know, when you put it into perspective, like, we don't scratch the surface of what happened over there on Friday. And I'm just, this result, this game, that goal, this award, I'm dedicating it for those 10 beautiful souls who unfortunately perished on Friday, for all their families, because I know they touched their lives. They certainly touched ours. And this is for Chrysler. This is for Donegal.
The fabulous voice of Amber Barrett there. And on the line, I have Breed McGinty of Laggan Harps FC. She is head of ladies and girls football at the club. Good morning, Breed.
Good morning.
Breed, tell us, what's your connection to Amber?
Amber, I would have coached her from she was 12 until she went off to college and went to Piemont. So probably she was with us for about 6 years. She came to us from Milford United, who at that time, she would have been playing with the boys' mixed team. But when you became 12 with a girl, you had to give up mixed football and move to a girls-only club. So Milford didn't have girls-only at the time, so Amber came to us.
So tell us, what was a 12-year-old Amber like?
Amber is the same as she is now. Ambitious, determined, really an eye for goal. She was always competitive. If you tried to pick out, passionate about what she did, belief in herself and belief in her team, and always had a name, always aimed to go higher and higher and higher. Like, absolutely so proud of what she achieved last night, that she actually, it was one of her dreams when she was 12 to play for Ireland.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did, like, she say that?
She would have been, like, playing for Ireland, playing for the underage teams. We would have had some of underage girls in Donegal up with international underage. And she would have been like, I want that. I want to play for Ireland. I want to play for... And she always wanted to play for Man United because she was a Man United supporter. So that was her true aims. Now, she got to Ireland, she's only started professional football in the last couple of years, so you never know where she'll end up.
I mean, isn't that incredible, though, to have that kind of drive, determination and foresight at such a young age? It goes to show how important, I think, that grassroots coaching and training is.
The role models that she would have had, like, she would have looked up to Ciara Grant. Ciara Grant is in the squad with her now. Ciara would have been with the international team. She would have looked up to Ciara and say, well, I want that as well. Like, so, you have to have them role models for young girls coming through. Like, two years ago, during the first lockdown, we would have had Amber and Ciara on with their squads doing kind of interviews, and because we couldn't get on the pitch, so it was something that they did. We had Amber and we had Ciara, Leanne, Diane, Rihanna, a lot of the senior squad, so that squad itself is an absolutely, to do anything for any grassroots club, it was just like you had to ask, and they were eager and happy to come on and speak to the young girls. Like, so they're role models, real.
Do you think that this would spur on the young girls to want this even more, to kind of give that extra boost to the young clubs and to young girls who might want to one day be in the position of somebody like Amber?
Yeah, I think, what do you call it, this is an absolute landmark for a girls' football. Like, to actually reach a World Cup, to see, I think, I don't know what the viewership last night was, but I would say it was out of the sky, the amount of people that would have been watching that last night. And then for that goal to go on, oh my God, I would say every house in the country was jumping. It was just brilliant. Like,
what were you like when the goal went in? Give me a picture.
Oh, I was just actually sitting on the sofa. I don't know if I was jumping, sitting, crying. I don't know. It was just absolutely delighted for Amber and for the whole squad. It was just. Brilliant.
And I mean, I just played it before I introduced you there, Breed, the clip of Amber, her post-match interview referencing the tragedy in Chrysler. It's quite remarkable after what she had just accomplished to have been so composed and so well-spoken. Is that just a hallmark of the kind of woman that she is?
Amber always thought of other people, like, and to be able to speak about what happened here was just, I don't know how she actually managed to get the words out, but it was absolutely, that's the character Amber is. She, and every one of them words would have came from her heart, like, definitely, that's the person she is. She would, like, I would say if Amber could have been in Donegal last week, she would have been. Like, because that's the support that she would offer everybody. And she's just a person that is genuinely delighted to be from Donegal. The tragedy affected so many people. It would have affected her family personally, as in being so close to the community and all the rest. So, like, yeah, definitely her, that would be Amber.
No, I think you can hear it in her voice. Every ounce of her is just, it was very pure and from the heart. So listen, are you going to travel over? Will you go to New Zealand?
Well, that was last night. Me and a couple of friends were like, oh, pricing tickets, or pricing flights. And was like, oh, will we get there? So it's something to aim for anyway.
Listen, you have to breathe. You have to be there.
Yeah, I think it's like, I haven't missed many games, so I'm thinking on it in here.
Well, listen, I'm sure you're absolutely over the moon today, and it's wonderful that she's just given the whole country, I think, a little bit of a lift.
Yeah, the her personally, plus the whole team, like, that team is special. The work that Vera has done with them is absolutely brilliant, and the way the football has come on in the last 5-10 years, it's been brilliant for girls, and there'll be more and more playing.
Absolutely, that's, please God.
That's the main thing is more and more people playing because of it.
Thanks a million for coming on to chat to us, Breed, and thank you for coaching Amber for 6 years.
No bother, thank you very much. Jen Zamparelli
on 2FM. I'm very excited. I can't believe we've managed to get this chap on the phone. But we have Gary McCabe, who is the dad of Ireland's soccer captain, Katie McCabe. Gary,
Hello, how are you
this morning?
I'm good. How'd you track me down?
Oh, listen, it was hard work, my friend. But listen, how are you feeling? How's the head?
The head was good. We didn't do much celebration because we got back to the hotel too late. And like that, the bar was only 10 minutes. But I will do a bit of celebrating when we get home tonight.
So you're obviously, where are you? You're still in Scotland?
We're still in Scotland, yeah. So we'll be flying out after dinner.
And you're a big family now. You have 11 kids. So is everybody very proud of Katie?
Everyone's delighted, yeah. The grandkids and all. Everyone had a great night.
How many of you are over there, Gary?
So it's just myself, the wife, and Lauren. That's the youngest, Katie's youngest sister. So she's on the way up as well. She's doing very well for herself with the Ireland under 16.
So would she look up to her sister a lot now?
Oh, she would, yeah, she would. Her core goal now is to hopefully when she hits 18, she'd be get a call to the senior squad and have the two of them playing on the senior squad, which would be a very rare thing to have two sisters playing.
That would be absolutely incredible. Yeah, what was the feeling when the goal went in last night? Were you, did you just lose your mind?
We just hit the roof, we did, yeah. We just hit the roof. It was unbelievable, it was. And from our angle, where we didn't think it was going in, but luckily it just snuck in, it did. So everybody just hit the roof. It was a blast, it was.
And would you travel to all of Katie's big matches?
We wouldn't, because when we travel to some of her matches, we have to go on her schedule, because we can't just fly over, because you could fly over and then you'd miss her. So we let her do all the bookings, so it suits her schedule for us to be there when she's there.
Okay. It's a complex situation to try to get around.
Yeah, like it's hard to get her in one place at one time for maybe 2 or 3 days. So that's why we let her do it when we'll bring us over.
Listen, Gary, have you spoken to her since last night?
I just spoke to her briefly after when she came up to meet us and greet us. So I'll speak to her tonight when I get home. I'll give her a buzz because she's busy, very busy there, you know.
But in that brief interaction with her, what was her, did she say anything to you? What was her demeanour like?
Oh, she was just delighted, so proud of all the players and the fans that were there. You know, she's just looking forward to next year now.
And, I mean, speaking of pride, obviously, you know, you are now the dad of the captain of the first ever Irish women's team to qualify for the World Cup. What does that mean to you and the family?
It's a great honour to have that title, as you say. And I just hope to go on and progress in the finals. Because they have the players and capability there to do it when they put their minds to it, you know. But yeah, I'm so proud of her and the team and all the fans that were there last night. It was really great. You know, it's a once-off experience. God knows when we see her here and this again. But so be it.
What was the atmosphere like in the stadium last night in Glasgow? Because there was people who travelled over. Did you get a sense that there was a big Irish contingency there?
There was a good Irish crowd there, yeah. It was quiet at times, it was, but as soon as we got the ball, like, we had a few chances, the crowd just, as they went to the roof, but I think the referee wouldn't have had a great game now last night of some of her decisions. You know, she, I thought she was siding with the blue jerseys there for a while. But, so look, we went down and got the goal and that was it.
That was it. The rest is history. I heard a rumour. Is it true that your wife, Sharon, is she plagued with a couple of blisters today? Is she all right?
Oh, yeah. We had to do a lot of walking last night to the stadium. And then we were okay. We got a lift back, all right. So she has a couple of blisters on the feet, all right, yeah.
Is she on cloud nine?
she is, yeah. We're all still on cloud nine over here. It's just brilliant, you know. There's still a few Irish over here still, so I'm just mingling in with them.
It's just I hope that you guys can feel the level of happiness that there is today across the country here, because I just feel like it's just really giving people a boost.
Yeah, it will, and it has, and not only that, it's for all the girls' football clubs. It'll give them a lift. It'll progress them further on. It will, and you know, it'll do well. The country will do well out of it. And as you say, it gives the people a lift.
And not only that, but for women's football and for young girls out there who'll be looking up to this team and thinking that maybe this is possible for them too.
Yeah, as I say, there was a lot of kids over here last night and they all had their little favourite players more than others, you know. But it was great to see the excitement on the faces, and as I say, it will give them a boost, give all the clubs a boost, and you know, we just move on from here. It's going to be good.
Well, listen, would you say good morning, Gary, to Sean Paul Barrett, who I have on the phone here? It's the father of Amber. How are you, Sean?
I'm very good. Very good. Hi, Sean. Hi, good morning.
Have the two of you spoken yet?
No.
You must be... Go on.
No, were you there? I didn't see you there last night now.
No, I couldn't make it last night. I wasn't at the match.
Ah, right, yeah. Well, come here. You got the goal. That's all that counts. And we move on. It was great. Great night it was over here.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's brilliant for ladies football, and it's brilliant for sports in the country, and it's a great lift.
And listen, yeah. How, are you so proud of Amber? Have you spoken to her?
Yeah, I've spoken to her last night for a short time now. They were just on the bus heading to the airport. I spoke to her for a few minutes that time. She's, I suppose it's surreal for them all at the moment.
What did she say to you in those couple of minutes? I'm dying to know what was coming out of her mouth.
She just was kind of saying, like, I don't know what we have done. I just can't believe it. That's basically her sentiments at that time.
Oh, well, I was just saying it to Gary, Sean. She's saying we don't realise what we've done. I'll tell you exactly what they've done. They've given the country a well-needed lift. And I've said it a few times this morning. It's just something that I think everybody needed at the moment. And it's something for everybody to look forward to now as well. And not just now in this moment, but for young girls looking up to them. The whole thing is just fantastic.
It is absolutely brilliant. And I suppose... particularly in light of the very sad tragedy that has occurred in Priestley at the weekend. And I suppose Amber has an affinity to Priestley and with knowing some of the victims. And just hopefully it'll give Donegal as a county and the country a lift, and particularly the people of Priestley and that surrounding area.
And I just at the mention of Priestley there, I can't not mention her, the way she spoke at the end of the match about the dedication to everyone in Creasla. And it was just, she was so composed and so well spoken. How do you feel when you hear her speaking like that?
I suppose, like most people, I would be very emotional listening to her. Like, and she is very eloquent and she's very articulate in how she comes across, like, you know, when she is a great girl. Immensely proud, naturally.
And Sean, what's the plan then for heading to the World Cup? Will you get booking?
Well, it's in my plans. I would love to go now. I really love to go, right, yeah.
And what about you, Gary?
Yeah, I'm working on that now at the moment. We're starting to save now.
Yeah, the flights aren't cheap.
I have a holiday booked for Spain, so may have to cancel that and make other plans for going down under.
Yeah, listen, I think you definitely need to cancel Spain. Okay? this 100% takes preference. Listen, congratulations to the two of you, not just on being the dads of some very, very successful young women tonight, but for raising them to be such good role models for all the young girls out there. Thanks for talking to us, Sean and Gary.
Thanks very much.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.